Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sharon. Before the show starts, I would like to ask you for your help. I want to know what you think of the show, what you like, what you don't like, how Dr. Pauline and Catherine are doing, if you like the guests that we have. We need your feedback so that we can improve the show. So in today's descriptor is our survey link. If you click on it and it doesn't go, just copy and paste that link into your browser and it will take you to the survey. I hope you take a few minutes to fill out the survey so that we can improve your Dunamos life for you. Thank you so much.
Welcome to Your Dunamos Life. I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard, Executive Director and CEO of Dunamos Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
And I'm Catherine Pearson. I'm the co-host of Your Dunamos Life.
And today, Catherine, we're going to talk a little bit about some childbirth issues.
Right.
Which also fits with our mission because part of our work is with marriages and childbirthing and biblical wellness. And so today we're going to focus on a topic that I've been quite well aware of for a very long time, but many people are not, and it really can impact marriages and families too.
Right, in a huge way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it can cause disruption in families, it can cause disconnect, and all the things that we work against here, which is connection and family structure.
Yes.
Yes.
We encourage families to stay connected through all life events, including birth.
Yeah. So one of the issues that I work with here quite frequently is cesarean birthing trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of focus over the last decade on the impact of cesareans and traumatic births on the moms.
Right.
I work a lot with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have done a lot of studies on that.
Yeah, and so then when I'm out speaking, I speak at a lot of ICANN groups and different things, and occasionally a father will come with
right.
the mom.
To an ICANN meeting.
To an ICANN meeting, and yet not all of them are there.
Right.
Okay. And part of it's because the focus has always been on the mother's trauma, the mother's trauma, the mother's trauma, which I am not at all discounting or taking away from in any way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
However, I've also, as I've been out speaking at birthing fairs or ICANN groups or things like that, and actually having been a childbirth assistant for a number of years, have always known and understood the dynamic that there is also trauma for dads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's trauma probably for all involved.
Right.
You know, if there's a birth assistant or if there's a midwife, sometimes they have trauma as well. But today we want to talk about the trauma that dads go through.
Right.
And how important of an issue that is.
Yeah. And the thing is that everybody tends to focus on the mom, which she needs focus and she needs care. And yes, it's her body that's gone through the trauma as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we forget that the man, the dad, he's not just looking at this is what's happening with my body and I'll do whatever I need to for my baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, will my wife survive and will my child survive? So he actually has two people he is worried about.
Right.
And
right.
will one, both, or none come back to him?
Yeah. Yeah. And part of in preparing for this, it was interesting to think about the mom experiences a physical trauma, of
yes,
course,
yes.
In addition to the emotional and spiritual issues. And so the dad doesn't experience that physical trauma, but there's very much an emotional trauma that can happen.
And there's, a very deep emotional trauma and a psychological trauma, and some men are coming away with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
When we look at it, one of the things that we talk about with the moms is her having people surrounding her, caring for her, being there with her, and that a lot of moms, even if they were rushed into an emergency cesarean, if they have somebody with them and talking them through it and caring for them, they have less trauma than moms who are just feeling very abandoned to something horrible happening to them,
mm-hmm.
and nobody's talking to them or telling them what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What we're finding in some of the studies that are coming out, and they're mostly coming out of the UK, they're few and far between. It's becoming a bigger issue. The men involved with the trauma are speaking that same language, aren't they?
Right, right. I was reading one person's account of their child's birth. He says, I was left in a room on my own for nearly an hour without any updates, information, or access to my family.
Right.
Totally alone for an hour.
And not knowing what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was doing labor coaching, there was a couple of times that we had like an emergency cesarean in the true sense of the word, where the mom was rushed into the room and put under general anesthesia, and the dad and birth assistant and nobody else was going to go in there.
Right.
And sitting in the hallways with the dads, I would see this making of trauma formation, I guess. Not
right.
being a psychology doctor or counselor or anything at the time, I understood that the most important thing that man needed was somebody to help him frame what was happening as it was happening.
Right, right. Do you mean like explaining what they...
Explaining might be a part of it, but comfort.
Ah, yeah.
Just the fact that reassurance and comfort and this is really hard for you. And I mean, I remember sitting in a hallway. I don't know if they still allow people in that hallway because I'm finding more and more hospitals are moving you out of the hallway. But in the hallway, in a chair, actually outside of the surgery, the operating suite.
Wow.
Waiting to find out what was going on. And I spent most of the time just coaching almost that he could get through this. It was going to be okay. He wasn't alone.
Right.
That I was going to stay with him. And he just kept saying, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. And then occasionally I would catch a nurse and I would say, can we get any information about where things are at? Is the baby out? Is, you know, but dads are so emotionally overwhelmed. They're practically in a shutdown place and they don't know like when a nurse is walking by to say, hey, you know, could you find out something for me?
Right.
And I mean, there was one time even that I wasn't even sure, are we getting the mom, the baby, or both back?
Hmm.
But my role was to just stay with this man and let him know he wasn't alone in this process and that he was going to get through this.
Right. It sounds like, Dr. Pauline, you are trying to say that it would be really good for dads to have a birth assistant with them.
I think so. And it would be really good for those birth assistants to stay present even when they go in for a cesarean.
Right.
And I say that because I've talked to many of the traumatized people. And this isn't everyone, but I've had them tell me their birth assistant said, oh, well, you're having a cesarean. You don't need me anymore. And they walked out of the hospital.
Oh, that's really sad.
So here now we're looking at these studies, Catherine, and we're seeing that more than just that one man in the studies has commented that the most difficult part of having their wife go through this very traumatic birth that looked like she could be dying or she's hemorrhaging and they push him out a door or he sees something he doesn't understand and that there was no one there for him to say, what's going on? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I had the dads call me after the cesareans and tell me how grateful they were that I was there. They had some questions about what happened, what was this thing or that thing, what was my interpretation of how somebody said something. Or all of that was to help them process their trauma.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than probably just internalize it.
Yeah.
And then you keep replaying this traumatic video in your head of what happened and not being able to, like you say, process it.
And if you have no one who knows a little bit of something about it.
Or was
there with you, who could gently tell you that, oh, yeah, I could see why you might think that this was da-da-da or that, but that it really was this. The men would then process that well, and they would go, oh, okay, because it would be different than what you just said, that they were kind of making up in their own head what it might mean.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have
mm-hmm.
no point of reference, that can take you down into a very dark rabbit hole.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the comments here, this is from one particular person again. It says, I had been having nightmares and experiencing negative mood swings. And it was causing me to become angry, and I didn't know where to direct that anger. So this sounds like
right.
someone internalizing and not being able to process and not even knowing where to direct their right. feelings and emotions.
And so then the dads are also expressing disconnect and frustration and hurt and anger with the child. You know, I know when I work with the moms that can be a piece of it. Some dads are actually disconnecting from the child because of how much they hurt their wife. And when we look at God's plan for marriage, where we are to become one, nothing can happen to a wife that doesn't happen to the man, to the husband.
Right.
So if this is happening to her body, it's happening to him because this is his life partner. This is who he's supposed to be connecting with. And when there's this, I mean, I had a friend one time who's had a teenage son mouthing off to her, and I couldn't believe it when her husband walked in, grabbed him, got in his face, and he said, "Nobody talks disrespectfully to my wife, not even you."
Mm.
Okay, so now we have a foundation with this child that they did something disrespectful to the mom. Now, none of this is logical. None of it makes logical sense, but that's why trauma forms, because something has broken the emotional connection to such a point, I don't even logically know what to do with this information anymore. And so some of the men were saying that they're directing that anger you just talked about at the baby.
Right.
So now they grow up with a dad who blames them for everything that upsets the mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and just the simple fact of being disconnected from that mm-hmm. child and not being able to really nurture and support and grow
right.
that child to be who they're meant to be.
Right. And so we want to work with men not much different than we do the women with cesarean trauma.
Mm-hmm. Right. Are there any support systems for men that we know of?
There's very little, because it's just beginning to become part of our consciousness about traumatic birth.
Right.
Childbirth routinely been the realm of the woman or women of the tribe. So to be honest, it's actually relatively new that men are as involved in birth as they are
mm-hmm.
and being present with as much as they're being present with. And after, where are we at now? After 35 years or something, or 30 years around this, I'm starting to come to the same conclusions as Michelle O'Donnell, that not every man can or should be expected to be at a birth.
Right. There is, I feel like, at least in our culture, there's a big push for men be involved, men be at the birth, men catch the baby, men, mm-hmm. you know, be there. And like you were just starting to say, maybe that's not for every man.
Right.
What do you think?
I don't think it's for every man. I think we should offer it. I think that any man who can and wants to be there should be allowed to.
Yeah.
And they should learn as much as they can about pregnancy and childbirth regardless.
Right.
But some men, they go through a birth class, which we just revamped our preparation for a discerning childbirth book to actually talk directly to the dads. But I feel like if you come to the class and then you go through all that material and you're like, I don't think I can do this, then I think that's okay. But I think you should at least approach the subject and support your wife in pregnancy with gathering information and stuff like that.
Because like you said earlier, and we know from the Bible that husband and wife are to be one.
Yes.
So this is something she is going to experience.
Right. One way or another.
One way or another, she is going
right.
to have a baby. And so what happens to her is going to happen to you. Where do you position yourself in relation to that? Do you put yourself in the same room? Do you put a birth assistant in the room with your
yeah.
wife? Or I don't know what that might look like. But
the part of it too, Catherine, is this not only huge amount of pressure to be there, but to be so effective for your wife to do all the labor coaching and to protect her and to protect her environment and this and that. And historically, men have been protectors of our environment.
Right.
And no more so important than when we're pregnant and getting ready to have a baby, do we need our man to be a protector of our environment so that we can be healthy and strong? It's extremely vulnerable. I'm not going to be able to run as fast when I'm 9 months pregnant as when I'm not. I'm not necessarily going to be able to get myself out of a bad situation with my, you know, belly if I don't have someone there to help me. And then in labor, it's such an intense thing for women that they need people around them who are there just for them to encourage and support them.
Right.
If a dad can do that, that's great. And that should be the primary person if it's okay with him. But see, we push them to do it.
Right. And then I think sometimes we push them out, like we were talking about earlier.
We push them in, then push them out.
Yeah. You know, come, be a part of this birth. And then, oh, wait, everything's exploding and going through the roof. And so get out.
Right. And then nobody's going to talk to you and tell you what's going on.
Yeah. So they lose control.
Exactly. So we'll continue talking more about ways we can help dads through all of this as much, you know, through the birth and then through the, if they are traumatized as well, after a quick little break.
Yeah. I will give you some contact information and how you can reach us. Probably the best way is to search us on Facebook. To find us, put in Dunamos Center Ministries, and Dunamos is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S. We would also love to get an email from you. That address is dunamoslife@dunamoscenter.com. Our website is simply dunamoscenter.com, just like the rest. And the phone number, you can always reach us by phone to get us there at 719-231-7183.
And Catherine, if they do go to the website, dunamoscenter.com, they'll find my latest book, Won't Somebody Please Hear Me, which is about healing from cesarean trauma. Now, initially, when I studied the women, that title came from the fact that I heard a lot, nobody's listening, nobody hears me, nobody wants to hear me. And then there's the subtitle of, I am happy I have a healthy baby, it's the rest of it that sucks. And as we're talking about this with men, even though a large portion of the book is written for the moms, there is a section there about dads and trauma.
Okay.
And the healing process in that book is the same. Okay. It's the forgiveness walk. It's the learning how to acknowledge what really happened and to speak emotion and to speak event and emotion type stuff. And so, dads, if you feel like you have cesarean trauma, order the book. Read it first yourself and start working on your own healing. It's not going to be any different. All I would do is change the voice, really.
Right, right. And wives, too, if you see that your man is having trouble healing or connecting to the baby, get the book for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the other things that's coming to my mind is we can talk with the dads. Now, here's the thing. We're so focused on the moms, and most of the dads do not want to upset and magnify their wife's birth trauma. So they tend to sort of suck it up and not talk about what really happened for them. So the wife will say, well, tell me what happened or how you're feeling. And they're, no, it's okay. What do you need? So they tend to close in on themselves more.
Yeah.
And then our culture says for them to do more for her anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that you're the one, you know, she went through the cesarean and blah, 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 and she's upset and depressed. So be even a better husband, a better man, a super guy.
Yeah.
And yet he's struggling with his own trauma.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely happens. We're telling them to care and then care more, and we don't care what's happening with you.
Right. So I'm finding when I'm working with a couple on the birth trauma pieces, I often get the mom first, you know, because she's the one who's most obviously not functioning or whatever. And then we'll get the couple in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
But somewhere along that journey, I almost always will have the dad come in by himself once.
Yeah, really?
So that he can tell me all the details from his perspective of what he went through.
Mm.
Because he doesn't want to upset his wife.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Do you find that a lot of men experience some good healing from that time?
They do. And then I work towards their wife being able to hear their story. Because my goal is always for the husband and the wife to be able to connect to care for each other.
Yeah.
And the only way that's going to happen is if they really do connect. So as I've to everything that's happened. So as I work with the wife to get her story out, get her forgiveness in there, and to forgive her husband for all the perceived things that he did,
mm-hmm.
I have to do the same thing with the dad. I mean, a lot of them are having to even forgive their wife for trying a natural birth or something because they didn't want that. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's it's pretty amazing the things that I hear from some of the dads, and then they blame themselves for not knowing more, or having not been a better coach, or having not been able to help. And it just can be very cathartic in a way, to use a counseling word, for them to have a safe day to talk about it. Then I can work with their wife towards, this is about both of you. This isn't just about you.
Yeah.
And you have to stop being so self-focused. If I've already worked with her on her healing places, then, and a part of that is being able to sit with your husband's story.
Okay.
And
yeah.
forgive each other and cry together and know how to use the right kind of language to help them
mm-hmm.
heal as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you find there are couples or maybe dads that come in with trauma issues that it hasn't been a C-section? It's been, like you said, a natural birth, but maybe something was traumatic about it?
Yeah, they're starting to be more looking at men seeing their wives in that type of position or labor, or the baby coming through the vagina, you know, kind of throwing them even in their own sense of sexuality.
Okay, yeah.
So there's been more talk about it.
Okay.
And we just talked a little bit about it, like we're forcing them in, and then if it goes bad, we're pushing them out, but we're not taking into account how many of those men are being just startled by birth in general.
Right. Even sometimes when it's a, quote, a simple vaginal birth,
mm-hmm.
it is, like you say, startling sometimes.
Well, here's the thing. We don't actually watch our birth canal straight on birthing a baby, do we?
No.
We can't really see that.
I mean, I guess maybe some do with a mirror.
But it's still referred and reflected.
Yeah,
it's not. It's not like in your face. I don't know how else to explain it.
Right.
And so for some men, all of a sudden this in your face, watch the birth, really startling to them, and it snaps something inside of them. So
mm-hmm.
we need to be sensitive
mm-hmm.
to that. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ever force dads to watch, but I would always ask them, did you want to be down here to see the baby come out or not? Because this is the time to make that decision and we need to shuffle people.
Right.
And
right.
I had a lot of dads that said no, and they stayed up by their wife and they just talked to her and they comforted her by her head,
mm-hmm.
helped her to sit up. They didn't really, some would try to look at the mirror, some didn't want to, and I just kind of let them do whatever.
Yeah.
And once the baby was out and came up on the mom's tummy, then they would connect with mom and baby there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always wondered what that was about one way or the other. I mean, I never really felt like, oh, he's a horrible dad because he doesn't want to be down there in your face kind of birthing,
mm-hmm.
or that the dads who did were better or anything like that. I just always wondered, you know, what was going on for some of them. And now we're starting to talk more about it and have more research coming out on it.
Right. I'm sure it's got to be a personal decision
mm-hmm.
for each man to be okay with one or the other.
Yeah. And I feel like they should be in birth classes. I really do, because
mm-hmm.
there is a lot of comfort measures they can learn and that they could do. But I also then say, okay, if you're feeling like, I don't know if I want to actually see that or I can do that, then make sure your wife has what she needs and you hire a birth assistant who can come in and be with her and you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I found some men, they were just anxious and nervous because they didn't know what to do.
Right.
They wanted to be at the birth, but they didn't feel they could handle all of that responsibility for getting her through labor kind of thing.
Right, right.
So when I would do the coach, Catherine, I didn't care how involved or not involved they wanted to be. I just wanted to be able to meet the needs for both of them.
Right.
And I could tell pretty quickly which were handling it well and which were not.
Especially after some time of experience,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what was that? Oh, that dad was like going to faint. And everybody says it's a sign of blood. And I'm thinking, I'm not sure that was always why dads were ready to faint.
It's something startling.
Startling, yeah.
Possibly traumatic.
To their nervous system.
Right.
Yeah, they're going into shutdown and we're not taking enough care for that.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
So one of the things that I've been watching very closely is some of these writings of Michel Odant. He's a French obstetrician. He's in his 80s now. But he's been very much the promoter of natural birth.
Is his name spelled like Michael?
spelled like Michelle.
Oh, it is spelled like Michelle.
M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Michelle.
Okay.
Which is the French word for Michael.
Right, right. Okay. And the last name is
O-D-E-N-T. Yeah, okay. So he did some of the LaBoye birthing stuff too, the water, you know, the running the baby through the water and water birthing, and very supportive of dads at birth. But in his 80s, he's doing retrospective. Sometimes it wasn't such a good idea, storytelling.
Really?
And he tells a story of a husband who the birth was natural, it was beautiful, it was perfect. And he said he glanced up and he noticed that the dad went into this startle.
Okay.
When the baby was coming out.
Yeah.
And after the baby was born, he didn't even say a word. He walked out the door, and literally the wife never saw him again. Yeah.
Whoa.
It just broke him.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he's looking at those, and he was saying, we need to take into consideration that this isn't for everybody.
Right.
And to try to force them is probably not a good idea.
Yeah. You know, I read another quote that I thought was really interesting, too. It says, for some fathers, birth can be like having front row seats at a slow-motion car crash.
Yeah.
That you have no control over.
Right.
And it's like,
because again,
I'm seeing this happen, and it's chaotic.
Right.
And it might, like we said, be a natural birth, but it's still chaotic and...
It is, and there's blood,
there
and there's lots of juices, and when we're birthing a baby, we're not seeing all that blood coming out, believe it or not. We're
true.
Not. And the baby comes up to us, and we're just, like, so focused on the baby, we're not focusing on how much am I bleeding, how much blood is coming out. And the dads are seeing all that if they're not in a good position for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would be... troublesome, I think, if you aren't expecting it.
Right. And a lot of them, see, now, the other thing is I don't show videos in my classes, in our classes here at Dunamos Center, of women actually, like, birthing the baby, like the in-your-face shots or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Might do part of it to show how to support a laboring mom and things like that. Part of it is because I don't believe that men should be looking upon the body of somebody else's wife.
Right, right.
And the Lord, that's just biblical in that. But it doesn't mean he can't watch, like, she's dressed and she's doing some labor and this is how we're supporting her and things to do so he can get some vision of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, if we do all that and the guy is still like, ooh, man, then we have to respect that and figure out the best way to get that mom through her labor.
Right. And then we can ask the dad to protect the environment.
Yes, yes.
Maybe the home, the room,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if he's on the outside. But if he's made provisions for other women to be there
right.
with her, with his wife, then
that's okay.
Yeah.
And she's not just abandoned and on her own trying to do labor.
Exactly.
With no support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's one aspect of it that I find interesting, and we're looking at it more at this time.
And I think more research is coming out and more studies are being done. So
on the post-traumatic birthing in particular,
right.
We are, you know, really do watch. And men, if you have been traumatized, go online. Maybe look for a study you can participate in. Look for an organization that's there for you. And you can call Dunamos Center Ministries at 719-231-7183. I'll talk to you on the phone. I'll help you to sort through what happened.
Yes.
And so we are one of the resources for both the moms or the dads on birth trauma.
Yeah, please consider us a resource.
Yeah. And we're happy to let you know you're not weird or crazy or unmasculine or anything just because of what you've been through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Trauma's trauma. We need to honor and respect it no matter who
and
it is.
And care for it.
And care for it. Absolutely. I just get so frustrated that I go out to speak about the trauma for the moms, and I am adding more information about how dads go through this just as much, hoping for some of them to really connect with their own healing. So if they can connect with healing together, we can get a marriage back together.
A family back
together.
Yeah.
And kids who are loved,
mm-hmm.
regardless of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, this has been a good topic. It's one that's easy for me to talk about in the sense I know it, but hard because of how much it affects me.
Yeah.
So I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard.
And I'm Catherine Pearson.
And we'll talk to you soon.